So let's talk about something a lot more pleasant. That aromatic, beautiful cup of coffee that I have every morning in the celebration of New Orleans coffee as the NOLA Coffee Festival joins us. Kevin Richards, co-founder of NOLA Coffee Festival. The festival's October 3rd through the 4th this coming weekend. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Newell. I appreciate you having me.
Kevin, some may think that I had too many cups of coffee this morning after that monologue, but I only had one, like I do every morning. So tell us about the coffee festival this weekend.
Yeah, so this is our third annual NOLA Coffee Festival. We started this back in 2023. One of the things that we really wanted to try to help folks realize is the actual importance of the coffee industry here, not just in the New Orleans region, but in the wider Gulf South. For well over a century, New Orleans was arguably arguably the coffee capital of America. And over the years, we've seen fantastic brands come out of Louisiana, tremendous coffee shops, tremendous coffee culture come out of Louisiana. And so we wanted to celebrate that and take the next step of helping our region become even more excellent in coffee. And so much of what our event about is education, both from a professional standpoint, so folks working in the coffee industry, we want to continue to provide them with all the access to training and tools and so forth so that they can simply be better. And then we really want general public to come and explore and enjoy. For many people, their cup of coffee is something out of a regular ordinary Mr. Coffee pot, but there are so many other brew methods and styles of coffee out there that people just aren't in tune to, and our event helps showcase that.
Absolutely. And the coffee industry here has presented itself in a huge way for a long, long time, and still does. Where is the coffee industry today, though? Like, kind of worldwide, is it like some others? Is it on a decline? Is it continuing to grow? Do you know?
Yeah, it's certainly very topical at the moment in terms of where it's going. Coffee is the number two beverage consumed on the planet behind water. And when you think about all the various cultures around the world, it's hard to find a place where coffee isn't consumed. So it's a worldwide category industry. It's because it's an agricultural product, is also very sensitive to the comes and goes of the weather and the climate and so forth. So depending on where you are in the world, where you are in this, what we call the coffee belt, which is this just above and just below the equator line in terms of the actual crop, at any given time, there could be floods and famines and so forth that impact that. But generally speaking, coffee is alive and well and super healthy. And certainly here in our region, if you just kind of drive down a street in New Orleans, odds are you're going to run into a coffee shop before you can run a few lights. So the industry is definitely hot. Pricing at the moment is in the news for going up a little bit, just based on transportation concerns and the like. But yeah, very healthy category. And here, obviously, the big players that we've got here, from Community to PJ's to Folgers to French Truck, and then all the independents, we're really thriving. And the opportunity to continue to educate our consumer base is tremendous.
Now, y'all will be meeting where, and what would we expect to see there?
So this year's event is at the Pontchartrain Center in Kenner. They're at the foot of Williams Boulevard at the lake. So a nice big venue for us. We're going to have close to 60 exhibitors across the coffee spectrum. So coffee shop owners serving coffees, allied type products tied to coffee. So if you want to learn more about coffee equipment, whether that's for your home or if you're in the industry, coffee equipment for your coffee shop. We have all sorts of things there. We also have a tremendous amount of skills training. So if you're just coffee curious and you don't know how to, you don't know what a French press is about, well, we have someone that's going to be able to teach you how to use a French press and make recommendations on where you can buy and find. We have 60 hours of complimentary coffee education across three different classrooms. So that's really our focus around helping folks. We meet them where they are, but help them get to where maybe they want to be in terms of their coffee knowledge, education, competence. So lots of things like latte art workshops. We have a tremendous latte artist that is going to be on hand whipping up just unbelievably gorgeous latte art that people will be wowed by. We also have a music stage. Coffee shop culture often has a musical component to it. So we're going to have 10 performers over our 2 days on a small stage, just playing very much coffee style acoustic music, somewhat as background filler, but really fun and exciting to have.
Now, Friday, October 3rd from 9 to 4, I think, is the Trade and Industry Day, and then Saturday is Consumer Day, October 4th from 9 to 4, correct?
That's right. Yeah, we very much on a Friday, we lean a little heavy on the professional side, but consumers are, the general public is welcome on Friday as well. And then Saturday, pretty much general public and professionals. So. The past couple of years we've kind of found our sweet spot in terms of the education and the agenda for the 2 days.
Now, Kevin, you guys always have someone, and your industry is always giving back to the community in so many different ways as well. I mean, I know that all of these companies help the not-for-profit communities with events. They have, but y'all have something special happening this year.
Yeah, we've got among the things that we really try to do is provide access to education, and whether that's there are a lot of folks in this world whose first job might have been working at McDonald's or might have been more recently working at someplace like a Starbucks. Our goal is to help champion the industry, helping folks find their way into coffee. And so that manifests itself in a lot of different ways, which we're excited about and we want to continue to grow. We also use this event for baristas to hone their craft and learn more about it. And that's very much tied to this, 60 hours of free coffee education. Our exhibitor partners in their own right, whether it's community or PJs or Folgers, obviously heavily invested in this community and also making opportunities available for that advancement from a career. If someone wants to pursue a coffee career, there's a lot of that going on.
Yep. And is one of your exhibitors, Scooters, are they doing something special this year as well, Scooters Coffee?
Scooters is not part of this event this year. So yeah, they are certainly an up and coming player, but not part of this one.
Okay. I thought I read something. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say one of the very cool things that we're bringing to this event is we're actually going to have actual coffee farmers from Honduras, Nicaragua, Colombia, and Uganda that will be on hand to kind of tell their story of what goes on back at the coffee farm. So a really cool chance for folks to meet real life coffee farmers from thousands of miles away, which is very cool.
If people want to find out more about what's happening this weekend, where would they go?
Our website is www.nolacoffeefestival.com. You can look up at our education schedules there, and then you can also buy tickets through a portal on that website.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck to the NOLA Coffee Festival this weekend, October 3rd, October 4th from 9 to 4 at the Pontchartrain Center in Kenner, which is at the foot of Williams Boulevard and the lake. Kevin Richards, thank you so much for joining us, and have a great weekend.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll go to the talk lines. Your thoughts about what I opened up with this morning. We'll be right back.